I ask you this question because I know that you've been plagued and hounded around the United States, specifically on this issue of the Holocaust. It's been said that Noam Chomsky is somehow agnostic on the issue of whether the Holocaust occurred
or
not.
Well, my agnosticism is in print. I described it years ago as the most fantastic outburst of insanity in human history, and many such is, so much so that if we even agree to discuss the matter, we demean ourselves and so on. Those statements and numerous others like them are always in print, but they're basically irrelevant, because you have to understand that this is part of a Stalinist-style technique to silence critics of the Holy State, and therefore the truth is entirely irrelevant. You just tell as many lies as you can, and you hope that some of the mud will stick. It's a standard technique used by the Stalinist parties, by the Nazis, and by these guys.
While there's tremendous support for Israel in the United States, at least in elitist groups, there's also on another level a very steady, virulent anti-Semitism that goes on. And can you talk about that?
Well, anti-Semitism has changed during my lifetime, at least. I grew up, we were virtually the only Jewish family. There was actually one other, but close to being the only Jewish family in a largely Irish Catholic and German Catholic community.
In Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia. And the anti-Semitism was very real. I mean, there were certain paths that I could take to walk to the store without getting beaten up, you know. It was the 1930s, late 1930s, and the area was openly pro-Nazi. I mean, I remember beer parties when Paris fell, you know, and things like that. It's not like living under Hitler, but, you know, I experienced, it's a very unpleasant thing. There was really rabid anti-Semitism in that neighborhood where I grew up as a kid. And it continued. I mean, by the time I got to Harvard in the early 1950s, there was still very detectable anti-Semitism. Now, of course, it wasn't, you know, they beat you up on the way to school or something, but it's other ways, kind of waspish anti-Semitism. In fact, there were very few Jewish professors in the faculty at that time. There was beginning to be a little scattering of them, but you know, it was still very. This was the tail end of, I suppose, centuries or certainly a long time of waspish anti-Semitism at the elite institutions. Over the last 30 years, that's changed very radically. Anti-Semitism undoubtedly exists, but it's now, in my view, on a par with other kinds of prejudice, which are of all sorts. I mean, I don't think it's more than, say, anti-Italianism or, you know, anti-Irishism or whatever. And that's been a very significant change in the last generation, which, I mean, one that I've experienced myself in my own life, and that's very visible throughout the society.